After having lived for years with intelligence gathering systems that could not easily interoperate with each other during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the U.S. military stance is essentially never again. The Army, the largest player at the moment in the battlefield intelligence business, says common standards are an absolute must for any IT solution going forward. Proprietary stovepipe systems are verboten, even if it means systems will be more difficult to use in the short term. Lieutenant General Mary Legere is the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff for Intelligence.
Ultimately, every decision we make about our program is about our soldiers and their commanders. And so sometimes we have to explain that that IC standard and that data access may be more important than the thing that, quite frankly, seems easier but creates issues.
Army leaders freely acknowledge that stance creates a fundamental tension between the need for interoperability and the need for systems that can perform certain tasks right away. One such system, a commercial data analytics product called Palantir, is the poster child for that tension. The tension boiled over in a House Armed Services Committee hearing 3 weeks ago. California Congressman Duncan Hunter, a former Marine who says he's heard from numerous soldiers who want to use Palantir and have been turned down, upbraided Army Secretary John McHugh and Chief of Staff Ray Odierno.
And like I said, the third ID still had their operational need statement turned down. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
And then promptly turned to leave the room, to the surprise of McHugh.
Would you care to hear a brief response?
Mr. Secretary, we've been talking about this for about a year and a half. I'm happy to stay here and hear a response.
First off, I object to this.
That's Army Chief of Staff Odierno.
I'm tired of somebody telling me I don't care about our soldiers and we don't respond.
General,
everybody on my staff cares about it, and they do all they can to help. So if you want to bring up an anecdotal incident, let's sit down, talk about it, and we'll give it a response.
We've been going back and forth with this for months, and I'm tired of the anecdotal
incidents. If you don't,
hold on a second.
You have a very powerful personality, but that doesn't refute the facts that you have gaps in the capability in the system.
We have more capability today in our intelligence than we've ever had. When I was a division commander in 2003, a company commander today with D6A has 20 times the capability I had as a division commander in 2003.
That unusually heated discussion lasted for another 2 minutes. D6A is the Army's version of the Distributed Common Ground System. It's the largest of a family of systems that have their own variants in the Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force, but the Defense Department says the essential feature of all of them is that they enforce common data standards promulgated by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. That means every bit of data the system collects, ingests, or analyzes is potentially available instantaneously to the entire intelligence community. It isn't obstructed by the need to translate it into a format that another system can understand or that a human being will have to manually type into another keyboard. Again, General Legere.
The reality is the Army has never, ever dictated the standards for IC interoperability, but as you can understand, as the force that provides the global backbone for combatant commanders around the world, we really cannot afford the inefficiency of the one-offs. That's what we did from 2005 to 2007 with great help from industry who sacrificed profit and developed new models. The hard migration handwriting is on the wall for every company that might have that same approach.
The majority of the software components in the current incarnation of D6A are currently commercial off the shelf. Most of the essential IT hardware is as well. The Army says those components all conform to common standards, and if it's forced to return to the era of proprietary solutions in any way, it will be dragged kicking and screaming. Colonel Charlie Wells is the program manager for D6A.
The efficiencies that we've gained in D6A by collapsing separate stovepipes and having a commonality of software and hardware from the lowest level of the Army all the way up to echelon above Corps and our reachback centers, that's tremendous savings for the Army. We've already realized $300 million in real procurement dollar savings in the program because of that model. We've got a cost-benefit analysis that proves that we've got $1.2 billion in cost avoidance by using that model. And just anything that takes us back to separate intelligence stovepipes would not support that strategy that's been so efficient to this point.
The Army recognizes, though, that Palantir has a user interface that's easy to use, which is why soldiers like it. It's entered into a cooperative research arrangement with a company to try to determine whether Palantir can translate its proprietary data to an open format that D6A can use. But that challenge is not a small one, according to Dr. Russell Richardson, the senior scientist for the Army's Intelligence Command.
A lot of it gets down to, where do you believe your secret sauce is? Our users see the ease of use of Palantir, and they see that secret sauce up in that visualization. But in reality, their secret sauce is really much holistic than that. It's how the entire system, from the data all the way to the visualization, is all integrated very, very tightly. And the problem with that is that's what causes the difficultness for them to take their system and adhere to our standards. Because it's kind of like that's breaking up their secret sauce. But, you know, this is kind of the cost of entry. What we challenge them to do is, you know, maintain your secret sauce, but work within our architecture.
The Army's most senior intelligence officials took a handful of reporters on a tour of D6A at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, yesterday afternoon. They've been demonstrating the system to members of Congress and their staffs at the same location all week. Congressman Hunter is scheduled to take the same tour today. Again, General Laguerre.
Representative Hunter has three tours, and as a Marine, he has a clear understanding of the tension at that forward edge, and he wants that to be easy. And I think he understands from his perspective, I understand that need, and you can see we've got a lot of ease of use options. Now, what I've asked him to appreciate is the need for us to marry the two concepts of ease of use. Ease of use, access to data and sensor control. Ease of use, front-end GUI. If we can get that together, and there are industry partners who can deliver that, we have nirvana.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.